Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just help bring about a lot of clarity so she can know what your will is in her life so she can obey you more perfectly. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay? And talking about Bible prophecy, okay? Because once you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand persecution a lot better when you understand Bible prophecy, because it plays out. You see the same patterns in your daily life, okay? So talking about the third parts of the Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay, which is brass, and then also shown as a beast with three heads in the other book of Daniel chapter 7, okay? And I just want to mention something. When I talk about the United States being Roman, I just want to reiterate, kind of explain this a little bit before, but I want to just go over it again. When I say Roman, I mean spiritually, okay? And you see an example of this in the book of Revelation, where the angel's explaining to the apostle John about Israel, okay? He's saying where our Lord was crucified, but he says spiritually, which is Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? So to remember, this place has got a veil over it. It talks about this in Isaiah also too, okay? It's kind of like a mask, okay? So I don't even know if the forefathers knew that they were part of Roman, this Roman beast or anything like that. But spiritually it is. When you look at its fruit, okay, it's Roman. It's part of this fourth beast and the fourth part of the statue, which is Roman, okay? Spiritually, okay? So moving on to the fourth beast, okay, because once this, the fourth head of this third beast comes to an end, then you transition into the fourth beast according to the Bible, okay? So this is Daniel chapter 2, starting at verse 40, it says, "And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise." Okay, so this is an important kingdom you want to pay attention to and prepare for. "And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, and the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." Okay. "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." I'll just go ahead and stop right there for right now. So what it progresses, okay? So you have this fourth kingdom, which is of iron. Then it transitions to iron and clay, okay? But you can see evidence of it already trying to mingle its seed with men, okay? It plays, that literally is the way that the book of Revelation plays out, okay? Because with the toes and things like that, it gets into the beast, okay? At the very bottom, it gets into the beast. And then when the rock comes and destroys it, that's the return of Christ, okay? And all of that plays out and is explained in detail in the book of Revelation. Okay, so just trying to explain how the timeline goes. Okay, I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, glorifying you, and just again asking to be filled with your Holy Spirit and reading her Bible from cover to cover, knowing that she needs these things to understand the things to come. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.